USA Radio News.
The White House is encouraging people to be, quote, really careful when using period tracking apps and making online searches for reproductive care.
I wouldn't say we're directing people, but I think people should be really careful about that. And one of the things that HHS did just last week was literal instructions, practical instructions of how to delete certain apps that are on your phone, so that if you want to protect yourself, you have the ability to do that.
Jen Klain, director of White House Gender Policy. The comments come as President Biden signed an executive order that aims to protect some access to abortion for Americans in wake of the Supreme Court ruling. Biden's order is intended to broaden the ability of women to travel across state lines to access clinical abortion services. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that he approved a budget that allocates $100 million from the state to create its own insulin, a response to extremely high prices for the life-saving medication that have made it inaccessible to some people with diabetes. He did not specify a time frame for the product or say exactly how much it will cost, though he did note that the state plans to make it, quote, at a cheaper price, close to at cost, and to make it available to all. Newsom is not the only lawmaker attempting to combat the price of insulin. In 2019, Colorado became the first state to cap insulin copays for people with private insurance. This year, the U.S. House passed a bill that would cap the monthly cost of insulin at $35 for people who are insured. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Republican members of the Ohio Senate got a smelly surprise this week. Actual human feces. The excrement was intercepted before it made its way to the 25 state senators' mailboxes and was sent in envelopes from a Cleveland post office. A federal investigation by the U.S. Postal Inspector has been launched. Ohio House spokesman John Fortney, who wasn't sure whether House members had also been sent the package, called the unknown sender, quote, pathetic little cowards. A 911 operator in Pennsylvania has been charged with involuntary manslaughter for not sending an ambulance to a woman who later died of internal bleeding. The 54-year-old was found dead in July 2020, a day after her daughter pleaded with emergency services for help. Leon Lee Price took the call but refused to send an ambulance until he'd been given more assurance that the woman would actually go to the hospital if help arrived. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has confirmed that the league's Sunday ticket rights will be going to a streaming service after nearly 30 years on DirecTV. Goodell said deal terms will be finalized by the fall. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.